Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Yechiel ben Shalamis and for Rafal Chaim Dov ben Risa Shoshana and for Harav Yishayahu Mordechai Ezra ben Rachel Dvora Rafua Shlem V'sach Shalcholei Yisrael. The Pasuk says in the Torah Kedosha Parakhov, Pasuk Gimel, Parashas Yisro, and Neser Sedibris, Lo Yielacha Elohim Acherim Al Panai. You shouldn't have other gods literally on my face. Rashi brings from the Mechilta, what does it mean, Al Panai? Kol Zman Shani Kayam, as long as I exist. Shelo Tomar Lo Nitztavu Al Avodas Elilim Elo Oso Ador. Don't think that only that generation was commanded not to serve idols. No, it's for all the generations. And this is Sefer Chachamim. He brings from the Sefer Tzedal Aderech, who writes, Plia nizgava lo uchala. This is a great wonder which I can't contain. Mechitesi, from where would I think, shalon itztavu avodah zara lo sodor, that only that generation was commanded for avodah zara? Why would I think that? That Rashi has to come and say, no, it's all the generations. That's what the Pasuk is teaching you, Al Panai. Why would I think it's only that generation? How is this different from all the tzivui haTorah that are for all the generations, that are for lo me'olamim, mechitesi, this is only for that generation and later generations? No. Another kasha b'divrei Rashi, the Ramban, right, that's what it means, says Al Panai, that ani mistakel u'meibit b'chol eisu v'chol mokom ba'osim kein. I'm always watching when people are doing this. Ayin Sham in the Ramban or Bepashtus, what this means is that Avodah Zarah is more chamor because it's neged Pnei Hashem, because a person is misalem, a person is just hiding from the fact that God is watching him. It's as if God is watching him and he's doing it anyway. And he's avoiding the issue that God is watching him. So therefore, it's a very, very serious Avera. That's what it means, Al Panai. God is watching you. It's not like you're doing it in secret. God is watching, specifically Avodah Zarah. It's very serious Avera. It's like God is staring at you and you're doing it anyway. That's Al Panai. It's a very serious Avera. Looks like a very good explanation that the Ramban gives. So why does the Mechilta and Rashi not bring that explanation? Rashi brings the Mechilta Al Panai. It's that it's for all the generations, as long as I exist. What's wrong with the Ramban's parish? That it's in front of me. Not that it says Elohim Acherim, Rashi says, She'enam Elohus, they're not gods. Elohim Asam Acherim Asam Elohim Aleim, other people made them gods. They're not really gods. But Elohim Acherim, other people made them gods. Dover Acher, Nochapshat. Elohim Acherim, She'em Acherim Lovdehem. There are others to those who serve them. Why? Because tsoyakim aleihem ve'einam onim osam, people scream out and they don't answer. V'dome kilu acher she'eino mekir me'olam, it's like he's someone else that he doesn't know him. That's what it means, acherim, that this God makes him like he's an acher, he doesn't know this guy. People scream and they don't answer. This is very difficult to understand. That's why you shouldn't serve Avodah Zarah, because they're acherim to those who serve them. Pasuk is telling you not to serve Avodah Zarah. And Rashi says, apparently, you know why? Because they're acherim lovdehem. They're like others to those who serve them. They call out to them and they don't answer. And let's say they did answer, should you then, yes, serve them? You shouldn't serve idols because you have to serve one God. So why is the Isser Tullui in the fact that people call out to them and they don't answer? So Agona Godler of David Yitzchak Mann, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, presents the following approach, Be'amkus u'berachvus kedarka b'kodesh. Avodah Zarah is Osir to B'nai Noach as well. It's one of the Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach. And we have to understand Lefi Zeh, what's miyuchad in this Isser klapa Yisrael dafka? Like we see from the fact that this is said in the Aseret HaDibros, which is the giving of the Torah to the Jewish people. This is usher to everybody, not only to the Jewish people. So why is it that it was given dafka to the Jewish people when it's usher to everybody? Why is it in the Aseres HaDibros, which is special to us? It's for everybody. So we have to say that there's a fundamental difference between the Isser LeYisrael and the Isser LeBnei Noach. While to B'nai Noach, the Yisod HaIsser is Mitzad HaBegida B'Hashem, that he's being a traitor. He's a turncoat. Begida, Milashon Beged. He's a turncoat. Like Benedict Arnold, Lahavdil. Learned about him in elementary school. He's a traitor to Hashem. Hashem gives him everything and then he traits him. He goes to another god. He's bogeyed by Hashem. He's unfaithful to God. Like the Lashon of Znus. The Lashon of Znus is used on Avodah Zarah, like we find in Nevi'im. Because that's the idea of Avodah Zarah. It's like a woman cheating on her husband. It's Begida. The Jews also have the Isser of Begida. That's why the Jewish Avodah Zarah is also called, also related to going to a foreign woman, foreign man. It's also Begida. But the Jewish people have an additional Isser, and that is that God is our Melech. God is our Adon. The Goyim are Nishlat Al Yidei Sarim. The Goyim are ruled by foreign heavenly ministers. Like the Ramban writes in Parashas Veschanan, Tvarim Perek Dal Pasuk Yotes Ayin Sham. But the Jewish people are ruled only by God. So being Ovid of a Zohar is Merida B'Malchus. It's Bitul Malchus O Merit Bo. And this gather of Isser B'Yisrael, Daika Dafkal Am Yisrael, was Mischadish in this parasha. That a Zohar is Nanach, is Nishnor, is not only Begida B'Hashem, but it's Merida B'Malchus Hashem. It's rebelling against God's kingship. Shmos Rabba, Parashat Tesvav, Oschof Gimel, Hadu D'Chsiv Yiyu L'cha L'Vadcha V'ein L'Zara Mitcha. It'll be for you alone and not for foreign people, together with you. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Masirakam Avodah Zarah Lechem. I'm not warning about Goyim about Avodah Zarah except for you. Only you. Don't make for yourselves idols. What does this medrash mean? Goyim are also muzhar al avodah zarah. So then Yankiv explains that we're talking about digduke avodah zarah. Beit Yosef, excuse me. He says we're talking about digduke avodah zarah. The details of avodah zarah. That's why I bring the pasuk lo tasu l'cham elilim. So I'm making an Avodah Zarah. But sof, the Medrash says, you weren't Muzhar on Avodah Zarah to the Goyim. The Goyim weren't Muzhar, only you're Muzhar, only you're warned about Avodah Zarah. It's not true, the Goyim were warned about Avodah Zarah. So the answer is like we said, it's a Sug Acher Shel Azhara on the Goyim. The Sug Azhara Li Yisrael also makes it that we were in Musar al Diktuki Avodah Zarah. On the details, they're not making gods, not making idols. So that the Goyim weren't warned about. Because they're not warned about the Dikdukim, they're only warned about the Avodah Zarah itself. Because it's Shnei Gdaram Achalukim B'Yesod Gidram Dinam. Shnei Dinam Achalukim B'Yesod Gidram, as they say in Brisk. That the Jewish people are warned about Malchus Hashem. And Malchus Hashem, that's more all-encompassing. So just asiyas avodah, just making a getchke, making a pesel, that's not begida b'Hashem. That's not aser akum. But for us, it's a pegam in the Malchus. It's more all-encompassing. For them, as long as you don't serve him, you're fine. But for us, it's not enough just not to serve him, but he's the only king. So don't even make an idol. And we see this in Ksubis, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis. Anyone who lives in Chutz Laaretz, like he has no God. We learn from David, Ki Gershinem Istapech Menachas Hashem Lemer Lechel Vodolim Acherim. They expelled me from the portion of God, telling me to serve idols, other gods. Did they really tell David to serve idols, other gods? No! But they made him go to Chutz Laaretz, called Adorbo Chutz Laaretz, Ki Lo Ovid Avodas Kochavim. And the Ramban explains, Vayikra, Perak Yud Ches, Patachof Hei, and the Tshuvas HaRashba, and Simen Kuf Lamed Dalet, that because only in Eretz Yisrael, there is Shilton Hashem B'chvodu B'atzmo. And in Chutz Laaretz, the Shilton is Derech Mazel V'sarim. In Eretz Yisrael, only God is ruling. And in Chutz Laaretz, the Shilton, the rulership, is Derech Sarim. God has his delegates doing it, so to speak. That's like Avodah Zarah. Mishein Lo Aloka. The Gemara says it's called Ovid Avodah Zarah. Why is it like an Ovid Avodah Zarah? So the answer is Dafka for Jews. A guy is allowed to live in Chutz Laaretz. We actually encourage it. But then Eretz Yisrael is the place for Jews. Why? Because living in Chutz Laaretz is a hafkah of Malchus Hashem. There's a special Malchus Hashem on Eretz Yisrael that nobody else is involved. It's a direct relationship between us and him. With the Ulmos, there's Sarim involved. But with us, it's supposed to be direct. So maybe we have to live in Eretz Yisrael. Kilu Abed Avodah Zarah. But it doesn't apply to Goyim. And with this, we can also explain. It says, Lo Yielecha. Rashi says, it says that you shouldn't make for yourselves gods. Let's say there was already a god that was made. How do you know you shouldn't allow it to remain in existence? It shouldn't be for you. Meaning don't even allow them to be Mekayim idols. Get rid of them. And that's not like Rov Rishonim. Rov Rishonim had lo yelecha is not to be Mekabel. Avodah Zarah is his gods. Ayim is Ebesivtei Chachamim. The Rashi holds no, not to be Mekayim Avodah Zarah. The Ramban asks on Rashi, Vimkein tiyeh zulo sisei bilvad lemekayim Avodah Zarah birshusoi ve'ein ba misis beizdin v'lo mehikdi makiyum shu bilav lishtachava ve'avoda. Shame Bakarasum is based in. Frag the Ramban, I don't get it. Then this is just a losase. Somebody's Mekayim over the Zarin is Rishus. But there's no Mises based in. So why would the Torah makdim the Kiyum over the Zar, which is merely a lav, to Ishtachavo and Avoda later on a Pasuk Hey, which is Karasum is based in? Harbrezach, Murchomur. Sorry, I'm speaking now with an accent. And therefore, for this reason, the Ramban was dingsik mit Rashi. He argues with Rashi. But based on what we said, we can explain, says Rav Manzatzal, that the Ishtachavo and Avoda are also to Bnei Noach. To bow down, to serve, is also to Bnei Noach. But Asiya Sevoi Dezara, and certainly the Kiyum, is only for us, as is explained in the great Sefer Be'er Miriam, in Chela Gimel, Perek Tes, Halacha Beis, Os Aleph, Ba'arichus, Mishitas HaRishonim, that Goyim don't have this Isser of Asiyas Avodah Zarah and Kiyum Avodah Zarah. Because by a Goy, the Isser is Begida. Begida, being unfaithful to God, is only Avod with Avoda. But the Jewish people, it's rebellion. So Etzem Asiyas, so Kiyum Dover, Shenikra Elohus, anything called God, that's also shaykh to the Merida, so it's not the same toikif, it's not the same power. Here it's only a lav, and the serving is misa, say there, but it's still a shtikl Merida b'machus shamayim, that you have this idol in your possession, you're not getting rid of it. You made this idol, chas shalom. But the goy, for him, the yisr is begida. It's cheating on God, so to speak, so you don't have that if there's no avoda. So here, the Iker Inyan that was Nischadei Shra'am Yisrael was their unique Avera of Avodah Zarah, which is Meridim Amalchus Shamayim. So therefore, the Pasuk doesn't start with Avod and Ishtachavod. That's also Asur B'nei Noach. Here we want to be Mevar, the Yisrael that's Miuchad Yisrael. And therefore, the Pasuk starts with Kiyum and Asiyah that don't have, that doesn't apply to B'nei Noach. So you see, there's a different gather of Avodah Zarah between Yisrael and B'nei Noach. And then afterwards it says, the Yisra of Avodah Nishtachavah, which is universal. But first we start with the Yisra that's unique to Am Yisrael. So, Faren for Tekasha that Amban on Rashi, Gevaldik, why we start with a lav and only then we go on to the more Chomer Asurim of Mrs. Bezdin, because we want to start with the Yisra that's unique to Kal Yisrael. And with this, maybe, perhaps, as the Darshanim like to say, we can answer the kasha of the Ramban and Rashi. The Ramban says, "Sha'afal pish kenisa b'kan b'mechilta." Even though that's what it says here in the Mechilta, that it's talking about a si and kiyum, "Aval afi daito ein halacha gezos ha'braisa, k'divra yachid ishnuya." But that's not the halacha. Fidas ha'Ramban, it's not the halacha like this price, it's like a das yachid. He brings the Taurus Kohanas, Melchokas Tanakam Rabbi Yossi, only according to Rabbi Yossi, it's a lav and someone who's Mekayim of Avodah Zarah. Ayin Sham in the Ramban, and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Ramban concludes, Shehanochon hu, Shu Yisrael, Kaboit Sabah Zarah Be'Allah, the Yisra is Ambi Mekabali Avodah Zarah is a God. L'chora, doesn't make any sense. He wants to be doicha Rashi mikoich lekasha. How are we makdim this lav to the lav of avodah nishtach avoya? And since this is not a kasha according to the Mechilta, according to Rabbi, called the Mechilta here, according to Rabbi Yossi and Taurus Kohanim, it's not a kasha because according to them, it should have started. With Kiyum. And we even answered why. Because it's unique to the Jewish people. You can't prove from this Kasha that it's not talking about Kiyum Avodah Zarah. So the Ramban is Docha that. And he says, no, it's talking about Kabbalah Avodah Zarah Be'Eloha. But not according to those Tanoim. Sorry, Ramban, those Tanoim are not learning like you. So what's your kasha? We have a teretz to your kasha. He says, yeah, this is what it says in the Mechilta. But it's only a das yachid. And we have in the Torah Kohanim that it's Rabbi Yossi. Yeah, but they have a teretz. Their teretz could be like we said, that this is unique to the Jew, to Am Yisrael. So what's the Ramban's kasha? So it could be that the Ramban knew that you can explain that we were makdim this Isser as we explained in Rashi because it's unique to Am Yisrael. Just the Ramban is coming from a different place. In the Ramban's world, he proves al pisugis hashas that goyim are also aser b'asiyas avodah zarah, as was explained in the aforementioned Sefer Be'er Miriam there in the source that I quoted. There's no teretz. If Asiyas Avodah Zarah is also Shaykh to Goyim, then this Teretz is not a Teretz that it's unique to the Jewish people. And then, Hadra Kushe L'Kuchta, the Kasha is reinstated. So why Taka does it start out then with this, with Asiyas Avodah Zarah? It's not unique to the Jews, because Goyim are also Asir B'Asiyas Avodah Zarah according to the Ramban in his world. And in this, the Ramban says, you're right. There are Tanoim Yechidim, there are individual Tanoim who hold this way, that the Pasuk is talking about Kiyum Avodah Zarah. And according to them, we have to say that Pnei Noach and Am was on this. But according to the way either Ramban, I'm learning, Pashtus is Sugi. It's not like that. So you can't explain like these Tanoim. We don't Paskin like them. And therefore, why start the Pasuk with an Isser that's only a lav, and only later we'll get to the Mises Beis and start with what's more serious? And don't tell me it's because it's unique to the Jewish people, because I'm a chuech misugis hashas that hopefully we'll have a shiur about that. I hope God should give me life and breath. Today was my birthday, I hope I have many more. That this issur even applies to goyim, so it's not that it's unique to the Jewish people. And therefore the Ramban says it must be talking about not being mekabel the avodah zarah as a god. And with this we can also explain Tosfos in Sanhedrin Samach Gimel Amud Beis, Dibur Maaseh L'Asur, and other sources that B'nai Noach are not Asur B'Shituf. Serving more than one God is not Asur for B'nai Noach. Christianity, Trinity. But we are Musar Al HaShituf. Look in the Ramah and Arachayim Kuf Nun Vav, in the Sefer Ber Miriam, Chelik Gimel, Perek Tes, Halacha Beis, Oz Beis B'Sofo. And Achronim are Tamea. Since Avodah Zarah for Jews is considered Shituf, is considered Avodah Zarah for Jews, why is it not so for B'nai Noach? But based on what we said, it's beautiful. Because Shituf is not Begita B'Hashem. He's still with Hashem. Who's giving you life? Hashem. That's not Begita. But by the Jewish people, it's merit, it's rebellion. You have another God? That's Chaser B'Malchus Hashem. Ain shnei malachim misham shim b'keser echad. It's not a malchus shleima. So it's not begida to partner up with others, to partner God up with others. Because you're still saying that he's still being mechaya mikol rega. But certainly a pagam in the malchus, and therefore it's only us as the Jewish people and not B'nai Noach. And in Torah Shleima, the Biur, Ba'os Kufchav Dalid, he brings the Yisr Shituf from what it says in Bamidbar Rabbah, Parashat Chesos Dalid. Eze Melech Rotze Shielo Shutaf. Ooh, you see, it's a din in the Malchus. It's neged Malchus to have a Shutaf. And therefore, this only applies to the Jewish people. It doesn't apply to B'nai Noach. Din in Malchus, that's our din is din in Merida B'Malchus. This is matim to what the smack says, no say Aleph. But that it says, lo yielcha, is on his hara ala shituf. Ayin Sham in the Smag, in the Yireyim, it's Reish Mem Gimel, Tofas Reim Sham. Also in the Ibn Ezra here, the Rekadi, the Chizkuni, the Adar Zakenim. Look in the Torah Shlema, Oskuf Chavdal, in the Bir that we mentioned. And in the Sefer Ravid Azah, which is brought in the Torah Shlema, he writes, She'ikroi Lemait B'nai Noach Mi'isr Shituf. That it's coming to exclude B'nai Noach from the Isr of Shituf. But it's hard to understand. Aseres HaDibros are coming to me Mamayit Goyim. That's the purpose of the Aseres HaDibros. Based on what we said, it's Hadvar Meirim. Because Goyim also have the Isur of Avodah Zarah. But here there's an Isur Miyuchad LeYisrael Mitzad Malchus Hashem. If you look in the Lashon of the Yireyim, it's Mefurish LeHedyosh, it's Tziva Kadosh Baruch Hu Shiyam Lichu Aleihem. And from there comes the Isur of Kabbalah Secherim Be'Eloi in Lo Yelcha. So here it's a din in the Malchus. In Klapei Zez, Nischadesh, we're also Aser B'Shituf, that's a Pagam in the Malchus. And Memela, if somebody doesn't have this din of Malchus Hashem like we do, he's not Musar Al HaShituf. So therefore the Ravid HaZov is correct, it's coming to be Mamayit B'nai Noach, but both in Shal Memela. It's telling us our din is B'Ikor Al HaMalchus. We're now allowed to have other gods because of Begam and the Malchus and Memela, B'nai Noach, HaMemuot. In the Siyata Dishmaya, this Mahalach goes much further. And if Hashem gives me the Koach and the Moach and the Simchas Chaim, I hope that in a future Shir, we will continue. And Advarim Ayu Meirim B'Siyata Dishmaya, Usmechim, And that we should be zochet to be makabel Hashem, be makabel malchus Shemayim b'shleimus. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.